Time for Check Sports. I'm Gary Lee. The MSU West Plains Lady Grizzlies hosted East Central College last night and picked up the win 3-0. Lady Grizzlies improved their record to 11-17 on the year. With more, here's Harlan Hutchison.
It was the final regular season home game for the Grizzlies, and it was sophomore night. And the sophomores went out in style with a win over the East Central College Falcons in three straight by scores of 25-20, 25-17, and 25-22 in Game 3. All three games were competitive and close, but the Grizzlies came up with some big points at the right times to raise their record now to 11-17 on the season. Our Don's Auto Service player of the game, Erica Gaspard. She was terrific on both defense and offense and was big in the first couple of games of the match, and she is our Don's Auto Service player of the game. Sophomores playing their final regular season home match last night included Mariana Franco, Isabella Colley, along with Prairie Vaughn, Chesney Blakey, Victoria Antia, Elijah Obomo, and Violetta Botlarova. The Grizzlies play at Carthage, Texas, Friday. They'll play twice at 4-6 with the Grizzlies at the Civic Center. I'm Harlan Hutchison.
Mountain Home Bomber football has made a change in their football game schedule. Friday night versus Lake Hamilton, that game is going to be played tonight with a kickoff at 7 p.m. So if you've been wanting to catch Coach Airy and Coach Ackland on the sidelines, tonight at Bomber Stadium is your chance. Class 2 District 8 volleyball tournament scores from Dixon, Licking the 1 seed, and Stillville the 2 seed. They both had first round byes, and it was Plato defeating Lakeway 3-0. Conway shut out Dixon 3-0. Tonight, 1 seed Licking plays Plato at 5 p.m. and Stillville plays Conway at 6 p.m. Games are all being played at Dixon High School. Class 2 District 9 volleyball tournament. Thayer will now face the 1 seed Kabul tonight at 6 p.m. in the semifinals. Sparta will face the 2 seed Fordland squad at 6 p.m. in the semifinals. All games are being played at Kabul. Class 3 District 11 tournament. Mountain Grove will face the 1 seed Hollister tonight at 5 p.m. Liberty will face Willow Springs tonight at 6:30 in the semifinals. All these games are being played at Mountain Grove. Class 4 District 1 volleyball tournament. West Plains will play DeSoto Saturday at 1 p.m. in the semifinal game. All those games are being played at Cape Girardeau. Give First Local 2-person 18-hole golf scramble will be held at Norterra Golf Course Friday, November 7th, with a tee time of 10 a.m. only. Prize on every hole and side games. Cost is $200 per team. Proceeds benefit the Howell County Special Olympics. Sign your team up at Norterra Golf Course in West Plains. The West Plains Lady Zitzer tennis team is hosting a unique and fun way to raise funds with a pickleball tournament set for today. The tournament will be doubles only with a $20 entry fee per team, and it's open to all skill levels. But this isn't just about competition. Participants are encouraged to wear costumes with prizes awarded for the best dressed teams. Registration kicks off at 5:30 tonight at the West Plains Zitzer tennis courts. All proceeds go to support the Lady Zitzer tennis program. That's Check of Sports. I'm Gary Lee.